们一起祷告。爱我们的父神，感谢你再一次带领我们到主你面前来歌颂赞美你。
Loving Father, thank you for bringing us to sing and praise worship you.
求主你的圣灵继续跟我们在这会中同在。
And may your spirit be among us.
打开我们的心门来了解主你话语中的奥秘。
Open the eyes of our hearts so we can understand the mystery of your word.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 如果我们有亲人朋友从美国其他的州或是从台湾中国各地来访问我们，我们的心里非常的高兴，他们这么大的热情到我们这里来。
It makes us feel happy if we have friends or family visiting from other states or even from Taiwan or China or other places.
有一件更特别的事，就是神在耶稣基督里面到这世界上道成肉身，离开他荣耀天上的宝座，到这世界上来跟我们生活在一起。
But a more special visit was that God took the form of flesh in Christ, leaving His glorious throne in heaven to live with us.
最后在耶稣基督里面，为了要救赎我们世界上的人呢，最牺牲他的生命在十字架上。
And ultimately, to save us from our sins, he sacrificed his life on the cross for us.
这就是主耶稣基督对我们世界上的人的热情。
And this was the passion of Christ for us.
神在基督里对我们这么大的热情，耶稣到这世界上来爱我们。
And this great passion is manifested in Christ, and he came to the world to love us.
在马太福音第十一章十五节那边记载说，耶稣到这世界上来，使瞎子可以看见，瘸腿的走路，长大麻风的洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们。
Matthew 11:5 tells us that Jesus came to this world to make the blind see, to make the lame walk, to cleanse the leprosy, to make the deaf hear, raise the dead, and also spread the gospel to the poor.
我们从福音书里面看到耶稣这么大的热忱来表现在爱人的上面。
We see all this passion that Jesus expressed to people.
神借着耶稣基督到这世界上来，让我们知道神是一位爱我们的神。
And because he came to the world, he helped us understand that he's a God who loves us.
因此有人说他们不喜欢旧约里面的神。
Sometimes you hear people say that they don't like the God from the Old Testament.
因为旧约里面的神是非常的严厉，而新约的神是一位充满着怜悯慈爱的神。
Because the God you hear about in the Old Testament sounds very harsh, but the God in the New Testament is very merciful.
其实旧约里面的神与新约里面的神是同样的一位。
But actually, the two are the same God.
在旧约里，我们了解神是一位正直、公义、圣洁的神，他怨恨罪恶，并且施行公义的审判。
In the Old Testament, we understand that God is just, He's righteous, He hates sin, and He will provide judgment of righteousness.
在旧约圣经里面告诉我们，人类的始祖亚当与夏娃犯罪了，因此罪临到了众人。
In the Old Testament Bible, it tells us that our Adam and Eve sinned, and that original sin was brought to the world.
罗马书第五章十二节说，这就如罪从一人入了世界时，又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
In Romans 5:12, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, in this way death came to all people because all sinned.
因为我们世人犯了罪，神是公义审判神，仍然要。这个审判要临到我们世界上的人，世界上的人应当遭受死的惩罚。
Because we all sinned, it was inevitable that God's righteous judgment was going to come upon this world, that we were supposed to take on the penalty of death.
罗马书第六章二十三节说，因为罪的工价是死，唯有神的恩典在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
And Romans 6:12, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
耶稣到这世界上来，在十字架上替我们的罪担当了我们所应当承受罪的死之惩罚。
And Jesus died on the cross for us and taken the burden of sin.
所以因为这样，神仍然是一位公义与怜悯慈爱的神。
And therefore God is the God who's righteous and merciful and loving.
主耶稣是一位公义慈爱的主。
And Jesus is also a righteous and loving Lord.
他是一位热忱的主。
He's a passionate Lord.
他对世界的热情，因此他道成肉身到这世界上。
And because of his passion, he came and took the form of flesh.
我们从马可福音11:11-18来看耶稣基督将他的热忱表现在那些事上。我们来看耶稣的热忱。
From the scripture just read in Mark, let's see how Jesus expressed his passion.
第一，耶稣的热忱来责备虚有其表的信心。
The first message is that Jesus rebukes what's pretentious faith.
耶稣在他到世界上来传道最后的一个礼拜，他进入耶路撒冷。
The last week that Jesus was in this world, he entered Jerusalem.
耶稣在第一个晚上与门徒再出去耶路撒冷的郊外伯大尼过夜。他进去之后，然后出来在伯大尼过夜。
So the first night, they actually left Jerusalem and spent the night in Bethany, which is just outside of Jerusalem.
马可福音11:12-13说，第二天，他们从伯大尼回城回耶路撒冷，在路上，耶稣饿了，他看见前面不远的地方有一棵无花果树，长满了叶子，就过去，想找树上有什么果子。他到了树前，只看见叶子，因为那时候不是结无花果的季节。
So Mark 11, verses 12 and 13. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree and leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs.
当耶稣与门徒们要回耶路撒冷的途中，看到了一棵无花果树，长满了叶子。
So on their way back to Jerusalem, they saw a fig tree full of leaves.
依据一般的常识常理，当一棵无花果树长满了树叶的时候，必定是结果子的时候。
So normally, when a fig tree was full of leaves, that's when it's supposed to be bearing fruits.
所以一棵无花果树长满了叶子，应当也是长满了果实。
So the leaves should come with the fruits.
当耶稣看到那棵无花果树没有结果子。
But he found no fruit on that fig tree.
马可福音11:14这么说，耶稣对那棵树说，从今以后再不会有人吃你的果子。他的门徒都听见了这话。
So then in Mark 11:14, then Jesus, he said to the tree, may no one ever eat fruit from you again. And his disciples heard him say it.
二十节说，第二天一早，耶稣和门徒又从那条路经过，看见那棵无花果树都枯死了。
And following verse 20, in the morning as they went along, they saw the fig tree wither from the roots.
当门徒们看到那棵无花果树死了之后，他们非常的惊讶。
So his disciples were very surprised to see the fig tree wither.
于是彼得对耶稣说，老师，你看你所咒诅的无花果树枯死了。
So then Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, see that the fig tree that you cursed is withered.
耶稣生气咒诅那棵长满的叶子没有结果子的无花果树。
Jesus was angry and therefore he cursed the fig tree that did not bear fruit.
耶稣对那棵无花果树的生气咒诅，乃是针对当时的宗教界来说。耶稣指着他们虚有其表的信心。
So Jesus cursed the tree was actually pointed at the religious group, and Jesus was rebuking them only having the pretentious faith.
马可福音十一章十五到十六就是第二天，而他们到了耶路撒冷。耶稣一进圣殿，就把所有在圣殿里做买卖的人都赶出去。他推倒兑换银钱的人的桌子，和卖鸽子的人的凳子，也不准任何人刚才杂物在圣殿的院子穿来穿去。
So let's continue in verse 15-16, which is the following day. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there.He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and he would not allow anyone to carry merchandise to the temple courts.
当天当耶稣进入圣殿的时候，看到圣殿里热闹非凡。
So when Jesus entered the holy temple, he saw that the temple was bustling.
圣殿成为一个做生意的地方。
It was a place of doing business.
在圣殿里有卖各种的动物。要让献祭的人可以买，圣殿成为一个非常忙碌做买卖的地方。
They were selling all kinds of animals for sacrifice for purposes, and it became a very business place.
耶稣看了这种情形，非常的生气。
And Jesus was very angry at the situation.
他把做买卖的人都赶出去。
So he asked all those doing business to get out.
他推倒了他们的桌子，他们的凳子。
He pushed over their tables and benches.
马可福音四章十七节说，他教训他们说，圣经记载上帝的话语，我的圣殿要做万民祷告的殿，你们却把它变成鸡窝了。
And verse 17, as he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers?"
耶稣看到当时的宗教界只是忙碌，却没有信仰的实质。
Jesus saw that the religious group at the time they were busy, but they didn't have the solid foundation of faith.
就好像耶稣所咒诅的那一棵无花果树一样，只是外表的叶子茂盛，却没有结果子。
Just like the fig tree that Jesus cursed, it was full of leaves, but was not bearing fruit.
我们到神的圣殿来，为的是要祷告敬拜神。
We come to God's temple to pray and to worship Him.
耶稣当时对圣殿里面那些人的生气，作为我们的提醒。
And Jesus' anger toward the people in the holy temple serves as a great reminder for us.
我们是以敬虔的心来到圣殿里面敬拜神吗？
Do we come with a devoted heart to worship God?
我们在教会许多的事工上的忙碌，有没有注意到我们跟神的关系与主的连结，我们属灵生命的长进呢？
We're so busy in all kinds of different ministries at church. Are we focused on our relationship with God, our connectedness with Him, and our spirit is growing?
我们到教会来敬拜神，我们顺从主的真理，照他的话语去行，因此我们的生命得到改变。
We come to church to worship Him, and we follow His truth and His words, but is our lives changing?
耶稣并不是要看我们的外表。
And Jesus does not want to see just our outwardly appearance.
他要看我们结出果子来的生命。
And He wants to see our lives that are bearing fruit.
耶稣的热情反映在责备当时的宗教界虚有其表。
And the passion of Christ was reflected.When he was rebuking the religious group about their pretentious faith.
他们的对神的信心成为表面化的。
And their faith was just very outwardly.
当我们的信心表面化之后， 我们对神的信仰也将变成了冷淡。
When we only make it into an appearance, our faith in God is also getting cold.
在启示录里面记载神告诉老底家的教会。
In Revelation, it gave an account about the words of God to the Laodicea church.
启示录第三章十五到十六节说，我知道你的一切，我知道你不冷不热，我倒愿意你冷或热，因为你像温水一样，既不冷不热，我要从我口中把你吐出去。
So Revelations 3:15-16, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither cold, hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth.
这段经文提醒我们在信仰上应当保持时常火热的心。
And this scripture reminds us that in our faith, we need to keep that hot heart.
希伯来书第十章二十四节说，让我们彼此关怀，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Hebrews 10:24, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds.
我们借着彼此的关怀、爱心的表现，以基督的爱去服务人，帮助人，帮助人。将更激发我们信心的火热，便以火热的爱心，行在好事的上面表现出来。
And through the expression of our love and caring for one another, and serving others and helping others, with the love of Christ, this will spur our faith and make us even more compassionate and more zealous.
希伯来书第十章二十五节说，你们不可停止聚会，好像停止惯了的人。
And Hebrews 10:25 says, not giving up meeting together, and some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another.
我们也要保持经常的礼拜、主入学、团契的聚会，等等，继续保持我们信心的火热与长进。
Asking us to maintain our routine worship in Sunday schools and fellowship so that we could maintain the zeal of our faith.
Andrew Walls, 教会的历史家，提到世界其他的各大宗教，从哪里发源，如今仍然停留在那个发源地。
So Andrew Walls was a historian of church missions, and he pointed out that all the major religions in this world, they maintain where they originated from.
他说，回教起源于阿拉伯、麦加、中东，直到今天仍然是回教的中心。
For example, Islam started in Arabia at Mecca, and the Middle East is still the center of Islam today.
佛教起源于远东，并且仍然是佛教的中心。
Buddhism started in the Far East, and that is still the center of Buddhism.
同样，印度教它起源于印度，并且如今主要的还是印度的宗教。
And so too, Hinduism it began in India and is still the predominant Indian religion.
但是基督教是例外。基督教的中心时常在移动，时常在一个旅途中。
But Christianity is the exception. Christianity's center is always moving and always on a pilgrimage.
基督教起源于耶路撒冷，然后移到希腊的外邦人，然后到埃及的亚历山大，北非罗马，然后又移动到北欧民族，英国、法国，然后到北美。
So Christianity started in Jerusalem, and then it moved to the Hellenistic Gentiles, and then to Alexandria, Egypt, to northern Africa, Rome, and then to Europe, to England, to France, and then to North America.
二十世纪，基督教从欧洲与北美消退。
And in the 20th century, Christianity receded in Europe and in North America.
在这同时，基督教在拉丁美洲、非洲与亚洲大大的兴起。
At the same time, Christianity greatly expanded in Latin America, in Africa, and Asia.
有人问 Andrew Walls 说，为何这种情形发生呢？
And someone asked Andrew Walls, why does this happen?
如果其他的宗教的中心仍然不变，为什么基督教的中心经常的改变？
And if the centers of other religions remain constant, why does the center of Christianity constantly change?
Walls 回答说，我想基督教的中心或者它的本质有某种的脆弱性。
And so Walls answered, I think that there is a certain vulnerability, a fragility at the heart of Christianity.
你可以说那就是十字架的脆弱。
And you might say that this is the vulnerability of the cross.
另外 Timothy Keller 牧师针对以上的话来解释说，福音的中心就是十字架，并且十字架完全是关乎舍弃权力，倾泻出资源与服侍。
So, Reverend Keller further tried to explain Andrew Walls' sayings. So he says the heart of the gospel is a cross, and the cross is all about giving up power, pouring out resources, and serving.
Walls 暗示着。当基督教处在一个权力与财富的地位上一段长久的时期，罪、恩典与十字架这基本的信息被称为沉默或是消失的。
Walls hinted that when Christianity is in a place of power and wealth for a long period, the radical message of sin and grace and the cross became muted or lost.
然后基督教转变成为一个很好安全的宗教，就是给那一些受人尊敬想要成为一个好人之人的宗教。
Then Christianity starts to transmute into a nice, safe religion, one that is for respectable people who try to be good.
最后他在那些地方几乎变成为隐伏状态，因此中心移动到别的地方去。
And eventually it becomes virtually dormant in those places, and the center moves somewhere else.
我是教会历史家，对耶稣基督的福音的中心点的转移，来提醒我们。跟主耶稣基督的关系经常要保持着火热亲近的心。
So Walls, the historian reminds us with this changing of the center of Christianity, reminds us that we need to stay close with God.
我们的信仰不可以流于形式化。
And not to just proceduralize our faith.
我们的灵命要继续的长进。
Now our spirit needs to continue to grow.
我们感谢主在上个礼拜完成的本土训练有六个人完成的现在跟其他许多这些弟兄姐妹也要继续在接下去下个阶段的本土训练。
We praise the Lord that we have six brothers and sisters who just completed the first level of disciple training and they're willing to continue to the next level of training.
我们许多的这些弟兄姐妹，大家想要在信仰上的长进。
And many of us who are eager to further grow our faith.
希望我们共同大家在信仰上继续每天的长进。
And hope that our spirit continues to grow on a daily basis.
耶稣生气咒诅那个长满的叶子没有结果子的无花果树，耶稣指着虚有其表的。
And Jesus, in anger, cursed the fig tree that was not bearing fruit, and Jesus was rebuking the pretentious appearance.
我们恳求圣灵的帮助，使我们每天与主更加的亲近，活出爱主爱神美好的见证。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to maintain being close with the Lord every day, and to love Him and love people and be a good testimony.
第二， 耶稣基督的热情，啊，使他对罪恶的辖制的生气。
And secondly, because of the passion of Christ, he was angry at the ruling of sin.
耶稣看到我们世界上的人处在罪恶的辖制之下，他生气。
And Jesus saw that people were under the rule of sin, and he was angry.
这是他的热忱，因此他到这世界上来。
And that was his passion. That's why he came to the world.
当耶稣进入耶路撒冷圣殿的时候，他看到大家在圣殿里忙着做生意。
And when he entered the holy temple in Jerusalem, he saw that everyone was busy doing business.
有人从外国回来，所以在圣殿里面也特别设立了交换国际的汇率。
Some were coming from far away, so they set up exchanging stations for foreign currency.
犹太人古代的历史家约瑟夫 Josephus 说，每年在逾越节那一个礼拜当中，有255,000只的羔羊在圣殿里面购买贩卖作为祭物来献祭。
So the Josephus, who is an ancient Israeli historian, he says that in Passover week, in one year, 255,000 lambs were bought, sold, or sacrificed in the temple courts.
所以他们在那个院子，就是外邦人的院呢，本来是要寻求让外邦人来接近认识神、祷告神的地方，神的圣殿被成为一个贼窝。
And that the temple courts were meant for the Gentiles to come and see God and get close to Him and pray to God, but it became a den of robbers.
当时的宗教界、法利赛人、文士、祭司长等等，他们为了权力与利益，他们将圣殿当成为一个盈利的地方。
So at the time, the Pharisees, the teachers, and the chief priests, because for their financial interests, they turned the holy temple into a place of doing business.
耶稣看到了整个集团的邪恶，因此他生气了。
And Jesus saw a corporate evil and he was angry.
也是把他们的桌子翻掉，并且把他们鞭打出去。
So he knocked over their tables and he whipped them.
耶稣这样的做，我们可以想象当时的宗教领袖慌忙的马上跑到耶稣的面前。
So when Jesus did that, you can imagine what the religious leaders, they quickly came to Jesus.
这些宗教领袖要质问耶稣说，嘿，到底是怎么一回事？你为什么做这个事情呢？
Okay, to go to Jesus to ask him, what's going on? Why are you doing this?
他引用圣经的经文在十七节说，我的圣殿要做万民祷告的殿，你们却把它变成贼窝了。
And Jesus referenced the scripture, saying, "My house will be called a house of prayers for all nations, but you made it a den of robbers."
耶稣面对邪恶与不公义，他生气了。
Facing against the evilness and unrighteousness, Jesus was angry.
具体的邪恶控制整个圣殿，他生气了。
And the holy temple being controlled by the corporate evil, he was angry for this.
在诗篇137篇第八到第九节说，巴比伦啊，你要被毁灭，照着你给我们的残暴报复你的人，他是多么的有福啊！抓起你的婴儿，把他甩在石头上的人，他是多么的有福啊！
In Psalm 137, verses 8-9, Daughter of Babylon, doomed to destruction, happy is the one who repays you according to what you have done to us. Happy is one who seizes your infants and dashes them against the rocks.
这个背景是在描写说，他们被犹太人被巴比伦灭亡完国，他们被掳到巴比伦去当奴隶。
So the context of this was when the Jews, when they were taken, when they lost their country and they were taken to Babylon.
在圣经里面继续说，当他们坐在异乡的巴比伦的河畔，想起故乡的时候，他们禁不住就哭了。
And they started crying when they were reminiscing about their homes at the river in Babylon.
他们这么的想。 他们虽然是得罪了神，他们虽然呢离开了神的真理，但是他们看到巴比伦人比他们更残暴，更罪恶。
So what's going on in their minds? They were thinking, even though they offended God and they left God's truth, when what they saw in the Babylons were even more brutal and more evil.
诗篇一百三十篇记载那一些被抓到巴比伦的以色列人，他们心中的埋怨的祷告。
So Psalm 137 records the prayers of the Israelites who were taken to Babylon, and records their grudges.
有人怀疑为什么当初把这个诗篇列在圣经里面。
And some people were questioning why was this particular psalm included in the Bible.
说抓住你的婴儿，把他甩在石头上的人是多么的有福。
Especially in verse 9, happy is one who seizes your infants and dashes them against rocks.
一个出生的 baby 是那么的可爱、天真无邪，我们怎么舍得把它抱起来甩在石头上呢？
A newborn infant is so adorable and naive. How can we dash them against the rocks?
我们怎么敢向神做这种的祷告呢？
And how can we make this kind of prayer to God?
我们怎能说对婴儿这样子对待的人是多么的有福呢？
And how can we say blessed is the one who does this to the infants?
我们的想法完全的相反，把一个无辜的婴儿甩在石头上，他是应该受咒诅的。
And our normal thinking is quite the opposite. You know, someone who dashes an innocent infant against a rock should be someone who to be cursed.
圣经的学者解释说，诗篇一百三十七篇并不是寻求解决的行动，乃是一种信心的行为，相信神最终将有公平公义的对待与处理。
So the scholars, they explained that Psalm 137 was not really meant to be something to be taken into action. It was just an action of faith, believing that God ultimately will give just and righteousness.
诗篇一百三十篇乃是来表达他们相信神的旨意与他的公义最终将成就。
And Psalm 137, they believe that God's will be done and His righteousness will be fulfilled.
所以诗篇一百三十篇、三十七篇来表达以色列民他们在神的面前相信神是一位公义的神，并且最后他必照着他的公义施行审判，神的公义最终将得胜。
And Psalm 137 was expressing the belief of the Jewish people that in God's righteousness and that His righteousness will be victorious at the end.
耶稣当时到圣殿里面去，看到圣殿里面集体的邪恶离开神的真理，因此他生气了。
And that day when Jesus entered the holy temple and he saw that corporate evil and saw that people were abandoning God's truth, he became angry.
他把那些在圣殿里面做生意的人赶出去。
And he made all those people in doing business in the temple to get out.
就像刚才诗篇一百三十篇、三十七篇里面，以色列人仍然心里相信神是一位公义的神，他也必照着他的公义来施行他的审判或者他的处理。
And just like Psalm 137, the Israelite people still believe God's righteousness, and at the end, he will fulfill his righteousness.
耶稣生气流于形式化的宗教活动，没有实质的信仰。
And Jesus was angry at the outwardly appearance of religious activities and not the solid faith.
耶稣生气他们的敬拜没有真正带来他们生命的改变与社会的改变。
And Jesus was angry that their worship did not bring changes to their lives or changes to the society.
耶稣生气他们没有公义怜悯的心，耶稣生气在圣殿里面集体的邪恶。
And Jesus was angry at their hearts that's not of righteousness and mercy, and Jesus angry at the corporate evil.
耶稣的神迹来提醒我们，到主的教会来，我们的活动是让神看得觉得生气，或者让神觉得喜悦。
So Jesus' anger reminds us to ask a question. We come to the Lord's church. Do our activities make God angry or do we please Him?
我们到主的教会圣殿来是为了祷告敬拜神。
And do we come to this church to pray and worship Him?
我们到神的圣殿来是只是跟朋友的谈话 social 吗？
Do we only come to church to socialize with our friends?
当然这些的谈话这些社交也是很重要，但是不是最主要。
And even these socializing activities are important, but they're not the primary focus.
我们对神的敬拜，我们对神的信仰，能够活出神的公义正直。
And can we live out the Lord's righteousness with our faith?
耶稣当时进入了圣殿，他看到了许多的作为，许多的事，让他生气了。
And that day when Jesus entered the temple courts, he saw many things that made him angry.
今天我们看到了什么事，会在信仰里面觉得让我们生气呢？
So what kind of things do we see that will make us angry?
让我们生气的便不仅仅是当我们去shopping在停车场里面抢了我们的停车位的人。
Do we only get angry when someone took our parking spot in the shopping plaza?
另外更深的一层，有什么是因着主耶稣基督的名的缘故让我们生气？
A deeper question to ask is, what will anger us in the name of the Lord?
我们看到了社会的不公义、贫穷、种族的歧视等等这些，让我们生气或者让我们觉得难过吗？
When we see unrighteousness, poverty, and racism in the society, do these things make us angry?
我们活出信仰的见证吗？
Are we living out the testimony of our faith?
阿摩斯先知告诉我们神对我们的期待，阿摩斯第五章二十四节说，唯愿公平如大水滚滚，使公义如江河滔滔。
And Prophet Amos tells us about God's expectation for us. It's in Amos 5:24. But let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never failing stream.
愿我们实践对神的信心，活出主的公义、和平、圣洁、慈爱、怜悯、接纳与赦免等等，让我们借着这些行为，我们主看到我们的时候，他就喜悦了。
May us really live out the faith, our faith in Allah, and God live out His righteousness, His peace, holiness, loving, love, mercy, acceptance, and forgiveness.So that when the Lord sees us, he will be pleased.
最后，耶稣的热情，让他付出了代价。
And finally, because of his passion, Jesus paid the price.
当耶稣指责当时的宗教界不把圣殿当作祷告敬拜神的地方，却把它变成贼窝，他们借着主的圣殿。来争取社会的利益，民生与某种利益。
So when Jesus was rebuking the religious group, not treating the temple courts as a house of prayer, but to turn it into a den of thieves, those people were using the holy the temple courts for their status, their reputation, their own interest.
马可福音十一章十八节说，祭司长和经学教师听见这话。就想法子要杀害耶稣，但是他们怕他，因为群众都钦佩他的教训。
Mark 11:18, the chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began to looking for a way to kill him, for they feared him because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching.
耶稣爱人的热情，甘愿走向十字架牺牲的道路。
And Jesus had great passion for us, and he willingly walked on the sacrificial path of Christ.
当他将在圣殿里面做买卖、做生意那些人赶出去的时候，当时的宗教界的领袖、祭司长和经学教师，他们就计划要杀害耶稣。
And when Jesus kicked out all the people doing business in the temple courts at the time, the leaders were plotting to kill him.
我们从圣经里面知道，就是在那一个礼拜。
And the scripture tells us that in that same week, they crucified Jesus on the cross.
当然，耶稣为世界上的人的罪来钉在十字架，而这也是神的一个奥秘的道理。
And of course, Jesus' crucifixion was also part of God's deep mystery.
约翰福音第10章18节，耶稣说：“没有人。” 夺我的面具，是我自己舍的。
And John 10:18 tells us that Jesus said, "No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord."
另外一句话说，耶稣上十字架也并不是因为那些环境逼不得已的事。
And to put it another way, Jesus was not forced to walk on the path of the cross.
另外也是神的一个奥秘的道理，是耶稣基督他是亲自愿意这样做的。And
this is part of the deep mysterious principle that he did this out of his own accord.
所以耶稣爱人的热情，因此愿意为世界上的人来替我们赎罪，来付上他牺牲的代价。And
because how much he loved us, he was willingly paying the price of our sins with his life.
英文的 passion 热情，如果用小写来写，这是热情。So
the word passion in lowercase indicates strong emotions, as a fervor.
如果是用大写来写这个 passion， 是专门指着耶稣在十字架上的受苦难。
But the capitalized word passion, this specifically refers to the suffering and death of Jesus on the cross.
意思就是耶稣以他的热情来爱我们世界上的人，他的热情大到了，甚至为我们的罪来在十字架上牺牲他的生命。
It means Jesus has great passion for us, and he was so passionate that he was willing to die on the cross for our sins.
罗马书1:18说，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人的身上，就是那些行不义阻挡真理的人。And
Romans 1:18, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness.
当然，我们在神的面前都是罪人。And
we're all sinners in front of the God.
圣经告诉我们，依照神完全的义的标准，没有一个人是义人。And
the scripture tells us that according to God's perfect standards, there are no righteous person.
我们在神的面前都是罪人，都是处在神的愤怒之下。We're
all sinners to Him, and we're all under His wrath.
如果我们到纽约去。 旅游，有人这么说：如果你要看以天空为背景而反映出的建筑物高楼的时候，你要去这个 Brooklyn 的大桥那边去看。When
we go visit New York, some people say if you want to view a view of the skyline, visit the Brooklyn Bridge.
如果你要这个 entertainment 看娱乐的话。 你就到百老汇去。And
if you want entertainment, go to Broadway.
那边有最好的秀。They
have the best shows there.
如果你要寻找灵感，你就去旅游自由女神。If
you're looking for
那边让你找到很好的灵感。And
if you're looking for inspiration, go to the Statue of Liberty. It will inspire you.
如果你要逛街，要到哪里去？到第五街去。
那里的商店呢，等待着你的信用卡。If you like to shop, go to stores on Fifth Avenue. They wait for your credit card.
但是如果你要使你自己觉得 很沮丧啊，完全的被压倒，并且差不多使你发狂。
And but if you want to be depressed, utterly overwhelmed and absolutely distraught,
你就叫一部计程车到美国街与44啊西街交口的地方，那里有一个东西，啊，就是美国国债中，你在那边停留一下子，就让你觉得沮丧。
So if you want to do that, take a cab to the corner of the Avenue of Americas on West 44th Street and spend a few moments in the presence of the U.S. National Debt Clock.
这只是一个相片啊，其实在那一边就是那个 clock 呢啊，继续在跳动的。
So this picture is stagnant, but when you actually go there, the clock is always running.
那个债务继续在增加，继续在增加，每时刻都在增加。
Every minute, the numbers are going up.
那个国债中啊啊，不停的显示国家负债的数目，啊，并且显示每个家庭的分担额。
So the debt clock continuously shows the national debt number, but also each family share.
Your family share 啊，所以每个家庭应当啊分到多少？好几十万。
So it shows the tens of thousands on each family share.
所以如果这样这看了呢，让你的心情沮丧。
It's a very depressing.
这个国债中，让我们想起另外一个负债。
And this national debt clock reminds us another type of debt.
就是属灵的负债，就是我们在神面前的罪债。
And it's the debt, our spiritual debt, the debt of sin.
如果天堂有一个天堂的债中的话呢，我们的罪债就在那里。
And if there's a heaven debt clock, it will show us our debt of sin.
如果我们继续再犯一个罪或犯一个过错，就算了一点的话，这是我们的罪债一直的增加，这个罪债是超我们所能够去偿还。
And similarly, every time when we sin, the clock will keep ticking up, and this is beyond what we can repay.
罗马书第六章二十三节说，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
And again, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们感谢神。借着耶稣基督到这世界上来偿还我们的罪债。
We praise the Lord and thank Him that because of Jesus, He came to the world to pay for our sin of debt.
罗马书第八章第一节说，如今那些在基督里的就不定罪了。
And Romans 8:1 tells us, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
主耶稣基督的爱我们，世界上的人的热情甚至到了这个世界付了罪的惩罚的代价，他替我们死在十字架上。
And Jesus was so passionate for us, for people that he came to this world to die on the cross to pay for our debt of sin.
所以我们感谢神。
So we thank him.
我们作为神的儿女的人，也应当以耶稣基督爱我们的热情彼此的相爱。
So as God's children, in the same way, we need to love others with God's love.
以及在我们的社区，在我们所接触的人的当中，来活出耶稣基督牺牲的爱。
And also in our community, to the people that we touch, live out our sacrificial love of Christ.
我们一起祷告。
And let us pray.
爱我们的父神，感谢你在基督里对我们世界上的人这么热情的爱，到这世界上来为我们的罪牺牲在十字架上。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that Jesus had such, you and Jesus had such great passion for us that he came to this world to die for our sins.
并且复活来成为我们的救主。
And then resurrected to become our Savior.
我们求主你也让我们能够来活出主你的爱。
We ask you to help us to also live out the love of Christ.
我们今天也在主你面前要遵守你的圣餐，让我们一起来思想你对我们牺牲的爱。
We also hold the Holy Communion today, and let us be thinking about your love.
也愿意到主你面前来接受你这么伟大的恩典。
And be willing to come in front of you to accept this amazing grace.
求主你将你的恩典、你的慈爱来降临在我们每一个人的身上。
May your grace and love be with us.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
With this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.